This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, 4th of July week is upon us. This is the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We are available to you 24 hours a day. If you hear a portion of the program, a lot of times stations carry this program in different hours during holiday weeks or holiday times. If you want to listen to everything that we're doing, you can go anytime during the day to TuneIn Radio, download the device, that is, download the app, tune in to your device, search for Doug Steffen Now, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. There are a lot of Doug Steffen, it's all me, but it's different incarnations of things you can find there and in other places like Blog Talk. But if you want to listen to the program of the day, then Tune In Radio is the way to do it. You can have when we're on the air live, that show, and then it just repeats through the course of the day 24-7. Okay, Doug Steffen Now at TuneIn Radio. The good news today for some, if you're traveling, the travel ban is one thing that people have talked about. And then what do we do with our laptops, yada, yada, yada. The U.S. has lifted the ban on laptops in flights from Abu Dhabi to the U.S. How many people are planning on going to Abu Dhabi this summer?
I canceled my plans.
Did you really? Because of this, right?
I'm waiting for it to be a little less hot.
Yeah, it's very hot there, plenty hot here. TSA officials verified the measures had been implemented by the people in Abu Dhabi because they don't want to have them. You know, we laugh about Abu Dhabi. I've never been there. I actually would like to go. It's very
I've heard great things.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a fabulous place. But they depend on American money and American tourists and American dollars. There are a lot of airlines that support going in and out of there, Emirates, Qatar, and I never can pronounce the name of this, E-T-I-H-A-D is an airline. What
ETAD, isn't it?
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's how I've heard it said. I could be wrong, but I think
they have direct flights from Abu Dhabi. The others, you can go through various other cities to get there. But you can now have your laptop if you're going to Abu Dhabi. It's just a name, the way you pronounce it, Abu Dhabi, right? Everybody say it together. Jennifer, say Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, want to take a shot at Victoria?
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi. Kara?
Sure. Abu Dhabi. Very, very fun.
You're not very enthusiastic today. What's going on with you?
We're going around in a circle and pronouncing Abu Dhabi.
Really?
I don't know what you want from me.
So there's a bizarre video that shows toilets chasing people down a street during a powerful summer storm in Moscow. If you've ever been to Moscow, it's a pretty dirty place to begin with, and thinking about the toilets chasing you down the street, there's a picture of a porta potty sliding across a red square that captured my attention. Even toilets are fleeing from this bloody regime, wrote one Twitter user. Oh, my God, this is pretty silly. Toilet jokes abound. Actually, it was a story. I saw somebody tweet the Russians had hacked all the toilets in L.A. And then I think when I said that to Victoria, she said, how do you hack a toilet?
Yeah, how do you hack a toilet?
I think there are toilets that are run. You have electric toilets,
I'm
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So what happens when they hack them? Do they, like, spray water
uncontrollable
at you?
Flushing.
Yeah, what do you get out of hacking a toilet?
Maybe it's a reverse flush. Ooh.
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 Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay, that's it. Keep moving. I had a manure story, but I guess I'll see it myself. So, Jennifer, there's big news. I know how you've followed. We have had reports on the program here in the last year or so a couple of times from people who We're very invested in saving. We have a lot of folks who are, we don't want to pollute plastic and that sort of stuff, and there are a lot of companies that are aimed at saving things like scrap metal. So I thought you'd like to tell us about
scrap metal.
how
important. That's an inside joke on the show that we did have someone doing some sort of segment on scrap metal once, and Jennifer was like, all right, that's it. I'm calling it time of death.
Never doing that again.
All right, so then, Jennifer, I want you to tell us about the history of cement and concrete, please.
You really want me to do that?
Yep. I want you to tell us about
how... Well, it's not just any old cement, Dougie. It's Roman cement.
Roman cement.
Yeah. The Roman Empire fell more than 1,500 years ago. That was about the time you were born, right?
Ooh. She's getting back at me for having her do this. That's nasty. Nasty.
All right. Nasty. Well, it's ancient cement structures like the Pantheon, the Trajan's Market. Is that Trojan's Market? That was just typoed, maybe. Piers
no,
and
Trojans are not. You know.
Oh boy. Let's not talk about that. Piers and breakwaters are still there. How, you ask? Well, apparently this concrete is so darn strong because Romans mixed volcanic ash with lime and salt water, which almost sounds like a delicious margarita, to create a mortar. So from there, they added chunks of volcanic rock. Geologist Marie Jackson has been studying factors that make Rome's concrete so durable. In 2013, she examined mineral and microscale properties of Roman concrete and found that unlike modern cement, Rome's concrete filler is chemically reactive, making it stronger and much more resilient. This new study, Jackson found that seawater filtering through the Roman concrete dissolves parts of volcanic ash and allows interlocking minerals to grow so that actually the concrete gets stronger over time. In modern concrete, seawater actually makes structures crack. Jackson's trying to develop a similar concrete using materials to make it available in the U.S. And besides its durability, Roman concrete has been found to have a smaller carbon footprint than its modern counterpart.
All right, so here's the practical side to this. If you look at the old Roman Empire, which stretched from Italy into England, the aqueducts are the best example, and the roads, the markets maybe. But if you see, all you have to do is go to Bath in England. Have you, all of you or any of you been to the Bath?
Yes.
Works.
It's gorgeous.
Okay,
yeah.
So those are Roman columns. Those are Roman baths. The aqueducts that bring the water there, you can see them transversing a lot of Britain that are still in existence. And, yeah, 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 years ago, they were built. And it really is. It's kind of, it seems kind of silly. But it's a testament to engineering and the fact that people could figure these sort of things out a long time ago. It really is. Now, not that it's life-shaking. I mean, earth-shaking or life-shattering, but it's important. Jennifer, thank you for that.
Sure, please.
Very
My
important
pleasure.
Update. Yes. All right, so now let's investigate something else. Inflation. How many people on vacation this week are feeling the pinch of not having as much buying power as you used to? So let's go back to the dark ages when I was a kid. A dollar in 1950... If you take that dollar and fast forward to 2017, it takes $10 now to buy what you could buy for a dollar in 1950. So a car that cost $1,000 then cost $10,000 today for the same sort of car, the same value. I thought that was pretty fascinating when you look at inflation, which is, by the way, a Roman term. It comes from the Latin inflare. Do you remember your Latin?
All roads lead to Rome.
Yes, they really actually.
Cement, inflation.
But reality, no, that's true. That's very true. The Roman Empire, as far as Western civilization and Western culture is concerned, it all begins with the Romance languages and the history of the Roman Empire. It
Forget
does.
About the language, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's all of what we speak, whether it's. Whether it's English, whether it's French, whether it's Italian, whether it's Spanish, all and all the offshoots from those languages, from Spanish came Portuguese, and the you find the Roman influence. The Romans and the Greeks were always at war. Notice there's a Greek alphabet that goes east, and the Roman alphabet went west. Ever notice that? The makeup of the Russian alphabet or the Russian language more comes from Greek. If you in the original languages that were spoken by those, the Moors and the people in the Middle East, were all of Greek origin. And so the characters are not all the same exactly, but they, even if you look at the Chinese language, the characters that are there, you can find some similarities to what characters are used in the Greek alphabet. And to I have so much respect for people who learn how to translate from, let's say, English to Chinese, or English to Greek, or English to some of the Arabic languages. Think about how your brain has to work in order to be able to translate those languages. Isn't it amazing? All right, so just another inflation note. The Civil War cost the American taxpayer $6 to $7 billion. If that same war and the expenses were fast-forwarded to today, it would be $139 billion, according to economic historians.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And then when you look at where modern, where do you think modern, that's, you go back to inflation. There was a thing called inflation, which has always sort of been there since we've had money. But hyperinflation started after World War One with the Germans. There used to be because the Treaty of Versailles at the end of World War One was so stupid, you basically saw in that the seeds, you sowed the seeds of World War II, including the devaluation of the German currency, so that people had to take a wheelbarrow of money to go get a loaf of bread. It took that much money. Like the number of zeros behind whatever the Deutschmark was worth, you literally had to go, you had to bring baskets and buckets of money to it made the value of the currency worthless. And so you see all of the worst example of that now is in Zimbabwe, where a loaf of bread costs $1.6 trillion. Zimbabwe dollars.
Jeez.
I mean, you even envision that. It's pretty weird.
I had a hard enough time trying to figure out pesos to dollars. I mean,
yeah. How'd you doing that? Is it better to use pesos or to use dollars when you're in Mexico?
Dollar's stronger, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 17 pesos to $1.
Really?
So they prefer, well, it doesn't matter if you have pesos or
American.
If you have dollars. Yeah, but they love American dollars, sure.
Right. Yeah. It is very interesting to see how I remember any place I've ever been in life where I've taken a cab and they know you're an American, they'll tell you they want dollars.
Mm.
No matter where you are in the world, they want dollars. I don't remember ever paying for anything when I was in China, but any place else I've ever been, give me dollars. They want the dollars. It's 19 past the hour on today's DJV show.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. Yeah. These days, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be here when you need me. It feels like the only time you see me
is when you find this fellow popular, probably a generational thing, Drake. Who is quite a popular performer, made a surprise visit to Toronto's Nathan Phillips Square at City Hall over the weekend to help celebrate Canada's 150th birthday. Yeah, there was an official Canada Day. Most people forget about that. July 1st is Canada Day. July 4th is our day. He said, it's an honor and a pleasure to be celebrating Canada's 150th. It was a free concert that he offered. And I want to tell you, when we celebrate Canada, we celebrate all these individuals from all the races, all the places that come here, find solitude in this great country. We celebrate our indigenous people, we celebrate the land that we're standing on tonight. And so he was one of the performers. Also, U2 was there. More praise for Canada in Ottawa on Saturday when Bono and The Edge flew in, especially for a party on Parliament Hill in Ottawa. It's the capital city of Canada. Bono said, Your Highness is your Canadian-nesses. Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall were there. They were with the Prime Minister and his wife. Thank you for having us. Myself and The Edge are here all the way from the north side of Dublin to salute you. We have a side gig playing weddings, funerals, and bar mitzvahs, but this is our first 150th birthday party, is it not? He laughed. Happy birthday. In Neil Young's words, this one's for you. And with that, he sang One, which I think is a fabulous song. You want to crank this up, Kara? This is what a great song. Don't you love this, Kara?
I love this song. It's one of my favorites of all time, yeah.
And with that, he sang, he ended the song with a twist, one of the lines from the Beatles' Rain.
Apparently it was torrential downpours.
Awful,
and
yeah,
then literally. The skies cleared when U2 came on stage. Yeah.
There you go.
They said, we brought the rain. You can blame the Irishman for bringing the rain.
Yeah. All right, also music news for us. The Foo Fighters have announced a concert, which is scheduled for next Monday night, the 10th, at the Acropolis in Athens, marking a rare rock performance in that site. It's kind of like having the big English when you go to...
Glastonbury.
Glastonbury, yeah. That's an ancient site. That's, by the way, speaking of the Romans and how well built things were. You look at that, you see a testament to the Roman architecture and to how to build things. So the Acropolis is not, again, I'm pitting the Romans and their world with the Greeks and their world. And if you look at Roman, the old Roman architecture and the old Roman buildings, they've lasted a lot better than the Greeks. Look at the Acropolis as an example of that. It's just basically ruins now. But the Foo Fighters are there to fill... The PBS people will stop at nothing to get in to get a concert done in some landmark. So that's what they're doing. Foo Fighters are doing a performance at Lair this fall on PBS's Landmarks Live in Concert, which, again, these shows from these iconic places all around the world. Sales from the show will benefit a local charity in Greece. Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith hosting the Landmark series, conducting one-on-one interviews with the performers, and then looking around at the venues. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, I think it's very intriguing.
Yeah, it is. There was the first one was done in January, Alicia Keys in the Apollo Theater in New York. Most recent installment, Victoria, opera singer Andrea Bocelli at the Palazzo Vecchio in Florence. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Audi became the first car company to demonstrate an automated vehicle in New York at an event near the state capital. The automated Audi is capable of driving at posted highway speeds when specific conditions are met. Two trained engineers rode along in the vehicle to monitor the systems and ensure safety. Audi's demonstration vehicle has already safely logged thousands of miles on limited access highways across the United States. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Now from Trusted Mederma comes fast-absorbing, multi-purpose, quick-dry oil. Its unique blend of botanicals and oils help improve skin's appearance, including scars and stretch marks. Own your skin. Get new Mederma quick-dry oil. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals. Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, one-gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour now, as the DJV experience continues on the radio. I'm longtime radio-er Doug Steffen with radio-er person Victoria Keelan and young up-and-coming radio-er person Kara Schillen. You can chase us all down on Twitter at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, at Doug Steffen. You know, like us on Facebook too. While you were gone, I noticed that the number of people pursuing us or following us on Facebook, or at least engaging with us on Facebook, went way down. So I give you kudos and credits for...
Well, they all just came to my Facebook page to see wedding pictures.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of really lovely comments and well wishes, so I thank everyone in our Facebook family for doing that. That was very, very sweet.
Well, it was a nice time. Good time was had by all. All right, there's a bit of controversy floating around and a question that comes after acknowledging this bit of controversy. The judge who presided over the case against the policeman who shot Philando Castile in that suburb of St. Paul, the jurors acquitted the police officer, saying there was a failure to understand. This is the judge now. The criticism that's been aimed at the jury, failure to understand what you're asked to do by the news media. So just to give you a little background to go back to this, the police officer's name was Geronimo Yanez. He was criticized widely after the dash cam footage came out showing him shooting this guy Castillo. Castillo had told the officer that he had a gun and he had a license for it, and it was in the car. And the officer asked him not to reach for the gun. Castillo said he wasn't pulling out the gun, but he was looking for his driver's license. And in the course of all of this, Inez shoots Castillo and kills him.
Which, by the way, the course of this is about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Of Bing him bang, saying, I have a gun in the car, and then moving his arm, and then is immediately shot.
Right. The jury, 5 women, 7 men, all white, they acquitted Yanez of second-degree manslaughter. And then the next day, literally, this video comes to light. And so what the information that we had, or the public had, after the fact, and what the jury had were two different things. So I understand what the judge is trying to do by not blaming the jury, whether you think under the circumstances the evidence was. You weren't sitting in the courtroom, so I don't know how you can really judge. But after the fact, when you see this video,
yeah,
it just seems like just total malfeasance. It just seems like something. I want to know, the answer I want is, why was the video not a part of the trial?
And that's what I've been asking, and I can't find an answer. I mean, obviously the video was available. It came out, what, a week after the trial, or
right
a few
after
days?
The trial? Yeah, the dash cam video.
I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. But I thought it was interesting the judge felt that he had to. He said in his letter to the jury, you were never asked to decide whether racism continues to exist, whether certain members of our community are disproportionately affected by police tactics, or whether police training is ineffective. By saying that, the judge is telling you that that's what he thinks is going on in the community, but he's a judge, and he has instructions to give to the jury. And so, you know, all the questions that have been raised after a number of people in the past year were killed by law enforcement, it's a sticky wicket here. Lots of protests. I mean, this has been going on in our country for way too long. I think that there's something amiss.
Well over, a year.
Say about, you know, nobody gives the police a break. Nobody knows what they go through. This training. This guy, this officer was a kid. He was in his 20s. I don't know what happens to him after you do that. After you encounter something like that on the job, then what happens to your career? What do you do with your life?
He hasn't been, well, he didn't, he was found innocent, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
Nothing really happened.
No, I mean,
but
he can still be a police officer.
Yeah.
But how do you live with that, I guess, is the question. Some people, I guess, probably, you know, people who go to war, you can ask the same thing about soldiers, how they, I've had this conversation with Uri Geller any number of times, who during the Six-Day War in Israel, confronted an Arab soldier, came at him, and Uri didn't hesitate. Blew him away.
Jeez.
And, you know, you go back to that. How many people who had, think of the sniper, what was his name?
I know who you mean, the movie, yeah.
Imagine how many people he shot, and what is that, or anybody that's in, I mean, the people who were flying the planes that dropped the H-bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Mm.
You hear stories about most of those guys are all dead now, but what, you know, they didn't see directly the results. They just did a job. And yet when you talk to or hear the stories, what's written, it's really some of the trauma that these people went through. I remember my wife's husband telling stories about being a bombardier in World War II and being stationed at a, I think it was Brize Norton in England, and flying 63 missions over France and Germany, and on three or four occasions. I mean, this tells us something. He was the only guy that made it back. The planes were shot up. He landed a plane on his own in the dirt just as it was about to go into the drink as it flew into over Dover, the cliffs of Dover, coming back from a sortie in Germany. Plane was shot up. Everybody in the plane was dead but him. The plane really was just gliding because it ran out of fuel. The plane was on fire. I mean, you hear some of these stories. And, you know, I remember Brendan asked him. I didn't talk to him, but my son asked him, what did you think about what you saw? And he said, I haven't talked about it. You know, when he saw that movie, Saving Private Ryan, that's when he opened up. He never talked about it before that. But when he saw that movie, for whatever the reason, it gave him license to open up and talk about it.
Wow.
But those people, I've never been through anything like that in my life. Never. And I would suspect most people, last night during the Concert for America, 4th of July concert, John Stamos was the host. He actually did quite a good job, even though he had a lot of technical issues. The Beach Boys started it. Man, do they still have it. They still have it.
Now, is that Brian Wilson or without?
No, this was the Mike Love version.
Okay.
I've not ever seen, I said last night, I want to go to the Brian Wilson version.
Yeah, I would
not
love
seen
to see
him.
That.
I've not seen that.
I think isn't Brian Wilson going to be in your neck of the woods
yep.
this fall, right?
Yes, yeah, he is in September, I think. Yeah, I'm going to get a couple of tickets. So, anyway, then they will follow other Four Tops who don't have it anymore. And
oh.
I said this when I saw them
yeah.
in person with the Temptations at some point. I forget when I saw them.
Only a couple months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was for some reason, I think I saw them in the wintertime. I know I was by myself, but I don't remember when.
Yeah.
But it was
January, maybe?
Yeah, maybe it was January. I was home for a weekend or something. Anyway, they got this young kid who's the lead singer. They kept focusing on him. He doesn't have it. He doesn't sound like the original Levi Stubbs, who was the lead singer. He doesn't have any. And yet all those people that are... Duke Fakir told us here on this program last week in promoting their appearance that they were all relatives, all the people that are currently in the Four Tops.
Oh, so he's like a nephew maybe or something.
Yeah, but he just doesn't... Duke's got it. You can see he's like 80 years old. He's mad. He's moving around the stage like he's really... He's still got it.
I love
but
that.
The kids, they don't have it anymore. And then some of the other people. It was a pretty good show. Moved fast. Stamos was very likable. Very.
He's great. He doesn't age, which is hilarious because from the time, like when I was a little kid and he was Uncle Jesse on Full House and he was everyone's first crush, and I saw him, my first concert ever was the Beach Boys with Uncle Jesse at the time we called him.
Right.
He was playing drums.
Fan. Yeah, yeah. And he played drums last night.
Yeah, I was only there to see Uncle Jesse. And it's only now as an adult I look back and think, wow, I really should have paid attention to the Beach Boys.
Yeah. But you know, What that proves, in a manner of speaking, Victoria, when you have in your mind, you have a goal. Thoughts are things, and Stamos said this, he always wanted to perform with the Beach Boys. And his dream came true last night, drumming with the Beach Boys, and they seem to have a relationship. I'm reminded of the Paul Coelho book. Do you know Coelho spelled Coelho? Do you know him?
Paulo. Yeah.
The book's called The Alchemist.
Oh, it's one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically a focus on what we are supposed to be doing with our lives.
Everyone should read this book. This should be like, a
required
literary
reading.
Must-have. Yep.
Yep, yeah. Because when you get down to being in touch with yourself, all of us have a deep desire to do something. And that desire is put there for a reason, as Coelho explains.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is expressing something through you. That's the case with all of us. However it gets manifest, or if you even realize what you're doing, some people don't. But I think that the things like that that Stamos has said in an interview, I think Carrie, you talked to him last week. Didn't you talk to him about this being the fulfillment of a dream? It seemed to me, I know I couldn't participate, so Carrie did the interview. And it was
really, really good. Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Other than you had a crush, it was obvious you had a crush on the guy.
Who doesn't have a crush on him? I mean, Victoria just admitted that she went to see the Beach Boys specifically to see Uncle Jesse.
I was like, Mom, I want to go see Uncle Jesse. And she's like, well, who is he playing with? I said, I don't know, the Beach Boys. She's like, okay, we can go.
I think it was his grandfather who immigrated here from Greece. And
yes.
So he was just kind of talking about how this and getting to represent kind of America and the 4th of July in this way was something that, like, his grandfather came here for the American dream. And so I think he's kind of like you, Victoria, where very much like your father came here for the American dream, and I think fulfilled that. And so getting to represent the U.S. in this way and see all of the, you know, kids on the audience and all of these people who are super proud of the U.S. is like, it was kind of a dream for him to be able to do it.
And for all the success that America has given him and his family. I mean, it's really, I love that story. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, America is a great place for so many different things. And that was one of the great things about celebrating, I think, the 4th of July. But it was nice to see. It's a way, I'm not a big fan of fireworks and all that stuff. It just doesn't mean anything to me. I don't get it, but a lot of people like it. And I've said, Meredith, we were sitting on the couch watching, I said, there's your tax dollars at work. When you
Captain Curmudgeon.
Okay. But you look at how well, though, the other side of it is how well the magnificent display and timing and placement of all of the fireworks as you look at the backdrop of Washington just as it's getting dark. It was really quite amazing and quite fulfilling, frankly. Speaking of fulfilling, those of you who are trying to hire somebody to fill a job need in your company, if you're the boss, if you're the person who's the HR designee, wherever it is, big company, small company, Zip Recruiter is the zippity-doo-dah way to fill that job. How do you like that? Pretty clever, huh, Jennifer? I mean, Victoria?
Very clever.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity. Let's see, how can I do this? Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. My, oh, my, what a Zip Recruiter day. I chuckle myself if nobody else. Zip Recruiter is the way to put you in touch with somebody who will be dependable, will be reliable, will be affordable, just the right person for the job that you posted. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the way to get ZipRecruiter to work for you free. First time is free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and hire the right person using their dashboard. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Again, one more time. Try it free. Get the new recruit you need. The best way, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Here we are. Must be a Sopranos movie in the offing or something like that. Chuckers. Okay, well, how can I do a Sopranos movie? Gandolfini's dead, so you can't do it. The only guy who's still left is on, what's that? He's on Blue Bloods, right? The investigator works with Bridget Monaghan's character.
What's I don't watch your show.
Scipiro, how do you pronounce this? I remember having him on the air once with me, and he was a...
You mean Steve Shripa?
Shripa, that's it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All right, so there's Sopranos music.
He got killed off in The Sopranos also.
Right. He took a swim with the fishes.
A reason we play that song, or that theme music to The Sopranos, Edie Falco, who played Carmelo Soprano, is 54 years old today. She's awesome. She was on that show with Nurse Jackie on Showtime, another show that was really good.
Is that still on or not?
No. That it ran for about four. I think it ran for 4 or 5 seasons. But I think The Sopranos, for myself, was the beginning of discovering high quality television outside of network TV. I remember. I know it's been off the air for at least 10 years. I remember having the flu really bad for a week and staying home, changing the channels, and I caught. I think season 2 of The Sopranos was they were doing in the marathon, and it just hooked me, and went back watched the original, and one of my all time favorite.
But that started, didn't that sort of thing start the sort of binge watching that we have for things like House of Cards or Scandal?
Well, you know, I didn't watch it, but everybody tells me that one of the best shows they've ever seen was a show called The Wire.
It was. Yeah, that was a good show.
And then The Sopranos fit in that mold, and now you got Game of Thrones. Yeah. Breaking Bad had a great run. Dexter, I thought, was an awesome show on Showtime. And, of course, The Walking Dead, which is maybe my all-time favorite show. All non-network shows. And you know, it's funny because when Netflix first launched itself, I said on this show that I thought it was a laughable business model and that I didn't see how it would work. But, boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I was totally wrong. I didn't see it coming. It's amazing that people will stay home and binge watch shows, but then they're spending immense amount of money. I mean, Netflix is going to finance a Martin Scorsese movie with Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, and Robert De Niro called The Irishman, spending $125 million. So it tells you how profitable
Amazon's doing that sort of thing too now.
Yes. Well, Amazon's also, now, beside with the streaming, Amazon actually distributes their movies in theaters first, where Netflix is just primarily for their membership.
Here's a person that no one will know, but yet you'll know who he is, one of those nameless, faceless stunt performers, Lauren James, who died at the age of 85 of Alzheimer's. This guy would jump from trains, jumped off of cliffs. He was in car chases. He crashed into a bunch of cacti in How the West Was Won. That's how he got started.
Okay.
He was one of the, when you see John Wayne fall down the stairs in McClintock, it isn't John Wayne falling down the stairs. It was this guy. Who replaced, by the way, the guy who starred in, hello, ding, 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 Matt Dillon. I was trying to think of his real name, and then I confused it with the character he played on TV.
But, right, you know, yeah, Victoria and Kara, they know who these people are.
Yeah, no. So I probably should stop talking about it, right? He was in Bullet. Yeah. He just was all over the place. So
Those stuntmen did incredible things back in the day. Now that they don't have to do some of that because they CGI a lot of this stuff.
Right.
I mean, look in 74. I did a revival of the Towering Inferno not too long ago, and then you had people setting themselves on fire for 2 minutes, literally their entire body, which
well,
is
that's how
pretty dangerous.
James Arnett was the guy I was talking about. Who was John Wayne's double? He started out getting burned in some crazy movie. That's how he's.
Yeah. I just wanted to point out I did a week long revival of Jaws at the local theater this week. And I got to tell you, I watch it once a year, but I think Jaws is easily the greatest genre movie ever made. And it's a picture perfect film of character concept. And acting, and if
and
anybody gets a chance
it,
to see it on the big screen, do it because it's a great experience.
All right, Charlie, you've done a great job. You're a great human
Thank
being.
You.
I said James Arness. I said Arnett, and I meant Arness. Where'd that come from? His brother was Mission Impossible. Remember him?
Yeah, sure.
But the girls don't remember.
Really good.
Yeah.
No. Tom Cruise?
No, that's not with a TV show. Good Lord. All right, 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry, follow him at Poseidon 72. It's 59 after.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.